Hi, welcome. This is Mike McCullough. I read the news on Mix 107.9, primarily in the morning, alongside Rob Christie from 6 to 9 on his show Rob Christie in the Morning. I also write for heartlandnews.ca anytime they poke me and say, Mike, get up. Something happened. We have to get you on there. And it's official. Once the word got out that the Big Five of the Alberta Junior Hockey League planned to join the BCHL next season, and the Alberta Junior Hockey League went ahead and scrapped those teams' schedules, calling them defectors, the Sherwood Park Crusaders, the Spruce Grove Saints, Black Falls Bulldogs, Okotoks Oilers, and Brooks Bandits decided they might as well get on with it and jumped ship a little early. 125 players between the ages of 16 and 20 were iced out of action, some of them in their last junior hockey season while trying to get the attention of scouts to be able to lock up a college commitment. And on Monday morning, I spoke with the man who helped get those kids back on the ice, signing a deal with those five teams to make it all happen, not next year, but this year. Here's that conversation presented in full. I'm joined by CEO of the BCHL, Chris Hebb, who first joined the league in June 2018 and has worn many hats, including the commissioner of the league, as well as in his current role of the chief executive officer. Hebzy, if I can call you Hebzy. He had a long career in sports and entertainment before all of that, including a run with the Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment from 2006 to 13, in charge of the broadcast and web presence for the Leafs, Raptors, Toronto FC, and Marlies. Before that, Chris was with Orca Bay Sports and Entertainment. That's the ownership group in charge of the Vancouver Canucks, the ill-fated Vancouver Grizzlies NBA team, and as well the General Motors Place, which we now all call Rogers Arena. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't mention this next little tidbit from your career, Chris, as my boss is a Lower Mainland kid. He remembers you from your time on CKVU's sports page.
Wow, we're really going back now, Mike. That's that was back in the 80s.
Yeah, well, he remembers picking up a copy of Rocky to rent, an old VHS there, popping it in, and him and his friend looking at each other, hearing the theme for the first time, going, they ripped that off from Sports Page.
Yeah, it was a landmark show out here, and I know you guys have great sports coverage in Alberta too, but it was a pioneer, and I still see some of the guys that used to host that show. In fact, we had a lunch just before Christmas, and yeah, part of our history.
Well, that's great. And I mentioned that all of that about your career around sports because over the last couple of weeks or so here, have you ever witnessed such a dramatic twist of events over like two or so weeks, what just happened there with the AJHL coming down on the Big Five that are now part of the BCHL?
No, I mean, we obviously had quite a bit of drama associated with our relationship with Hockey Canada before that, and then finally a year ago deciding to depart the Federation. So there was lots of intrigue around that. But this happened so quickly, Mike, because of the AJ deciding that they were canceling these teams' games. So, yeah, we had to move very quickly to make sure we got those kids back on the ice.
So then let's back up then. You mentioned the going independent. That was back May 1st, 2023, just last year. That's when your league, the BCHL, announced you'd essentially be breaking off from Hockey Canada to go independent. How has this first year gone as an indie league? And does this set you up to continue being a great successful funnel basically into the NCAA system?
Well, we think we were very prepared. We'd taken nearly 5 years to try and work within the system to figure out a way to tier Junior A and get college athletes an opportunity in our league and in Canada. And we felt that there was two paths and that Hockey Canada should recognize and support both. And we have absolutely nothing against major junior. It's an amazing path for kids. But there is a second one, and it's one that we felt we needed to go off on our own to be able to do it properly because the regulations were restrictive. And now we can operate in a way where we have our hands on the wheel instead of having to constantly look over our shoulder at Hockey Canada. As for how the first year went, the way we measure our success, Mike, is on college commitments. And last year we had 190 of our 400 some odd players had Division I college commitments. We've broken that record already and are in the 200s now. And so, you know, the rumors of our demise were greatly exaggerated. And the showcase event that we had at the Seattle Kraken's practice facility this year, we actually had 171 scouts there, and 61 of 64 NCAA division programs were represented. That's what we feel is indicating that we're okay.
Yeah, the scouts know what's up.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, scouts find good players, and for us to be able to aggregate good players in one league is a lot of why the Alberta group coming to us happened. Because, you know, the Alberta teams that are coming and are under our banner now have indicated that they believe in college tracking hockey and they believe in our model.
Yeah, so tell me how that all came together then when you first got in touch with the Big Five of Alberta's, formerly of the Alberta Junior Hockey League there. How did that all come together and what were the discussions like?
Well, first of all, it was important to us that we were not reaching out to teams. They reached out to us. And once they did and they understood the, you know, the ramifications of it, the, you know, because it is not an easy decision and it's so against the grain, and you're going independent in addition to, you know, moving into another league. You know, we knew that these teams were serious when they reached out to us, and so the discussion was really around how many, and you know, it landed on five after a few weeks of talking it through. And and those teams, I think, now have, you know, made the decision, and it's really kind of gratifying that they see that this is a good thing for their players.
So what does realignment then look like next season? It's a lopsided number five joining in. Is there further expansion perhaps on the horizon, or some teams going to shift around? How's this going to look for you, Chris?
We have no plans for additional teams at this time, so we'll work with the 22 we've got. Obviously, you're in the commissioner's territory when you talk about alignment. That's certainly not something I'm in charge of, but we do feel that what we're going to create is an environment where not going to be costly for the Alberta teams to join us. They, first of all, have the five teams that they can compete with in Alberta. And then it's just how do we actually conjoin them to the BCHL and make sure that, first of all, the trips, the bus trips, are safe and that our players are not overburdened. But that'll all be determined in the offseason.
Great. Well, I just want to back up again to a couple of weeks ago. What do you think about what went down with how the AJHL handled all of that and canceling team games rather from those five teams? What kind of moves does what kind of message does that send from the AJHL?
Well, Mike, we think that's in the past, and I'm not going to comment. Every league has its challenges, and this was the way the AJ felt was the best way to operate, and I'm sure they had their reasons. We didn't understand why the best option is to take 125 kids off the ice. I've never understood that. But at the end of the day, I think we sorted through it, and we'll just move on.
That's fair enough. Maybe you could comment on the importance of being on the ice and being in game mode competing to get seen by college scouts. You're a graduate yourself of University of Victoria, right? You played basketball there.
That's
went
right.
on to win
yeah.
the Nationals in 80, I think.
That's right. Yeah. Our take on all of this is that we want to be a player-centric league. We don't want regulations to come in the way of doing what's right. And So that's why it was important to us to get those players back on the ice, especially the 20-year-olds who, you know, this could be their last kick at the can, and to have the season pulled away from them was something that we just couldn't live with. And so the bottom line is let's get these kids seen. You know, some of them are still looking for commitments, and that's what we owe them.
So tell me about the exhibition games that the Big Five are going to be doing then. That gets them back on the ice, and it gives them a sort of meaningful hockey with a chance to compete for a sort of somewhat of an extra playoff game there, I understand, between them and whoever wins their playoff and whoever wins the sort of existing BCHL playoff. Can you tell me about that that little cup that you got going there?
Well, we wanted to ensure that these athletes had something to play for. I mean, you know, kids at this elite level are thoroughbreds, and to be sitting in a dressing room not playing was one thing, and then to give them something to play for amongst the five teams, a regular season and a playoff, to you know, to bring them back into a competitive mode was important. And then the addition of having, you know, the champion of their playoff series meet the champion of our playoff series wasn't meant to, you know, create a new BC Alberta championship. It was just, I think your fans and our fans would love to see it. So that's why we're going to put that together.
Right on. And I guess you're going to be making a trip out to Alberta in the next bit.
Yeah, we're on a plane 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we're going to see a couple of midweek games and have an orientation session for the governors of these teams, and let them see behind the curtain of how the BCHL works. It's had a lot of changes over the last 5 years, and we look forward to you know, making sure that everybody understands how the league works, and hopefully have a good time to interact with these guys that most of whom we've only spent time on Zoom with. So face-to-face is really important, and getting to a couple of games will be great.
Yeah, nothing better than the face-to-face. Chris, is there anything that you'd like to add before I let you go?
I'd just like to say welcome to these teams, to the BCHL. You know, the fact that, you know, they've made such a commitment, it's not easy, and I'd just like to say to the fans and to the players that these five teams made this decision with the best of intentions and with the players' good in mind. And I hope it really works out to the point where we have 22 strong teams that create a college tracking league in this country that's never been seen before.
Awesome. Well, thanks very much for your time, Hebsy. That's Chris Hebb, the CEO of the BCHL, welcoming the Big Five, formerly of the Alberta Junior Hockey League. That's the Sherwood Park Crusaders, Spruce Grove Saints, Okotoks Oilers, Black Falls Bulldogs, and the Brooks Bandits. Thanks so much for your time, Chris.
Thanks, Mike.
This has been an audio production of Mix 107.9 and HeartlandNews.ca, divisions of Kenner Media. I'm Mike McCullough. Until next time, have a great day and good luck.